this podcast, Sarah Moore, a Warwick graduate, talks about her career so far as a journalist. Sarah has worked for Central News in Birmingham, as well as at ITN, and now works for GMTV. Sarah gives an insight into the training involved in becoming a journalist, and also explains that while journalism can be a glamorous career with many perks, it is also extremely hard work.
I'm Sarah, I'm a reporter for GMTV. GMTV, Britain's biggest breakfast show, 6 million viewers on air every morning, 6 till half 9. So I have lots of lovely early morning staff, I have night shifts, the hours are great. I came off this morning half 9, I finished work after 7 nights on the trot, starting work at 10 o'clock at night, going straight through till half 9. So it's hard work. But it's a wonderful job. The show, in case you don't know, is three parts. The news hour, 6 till 7, GMTV Today, 7 till half 8, and then the main headies. So you've basically got a huge variety of things. So although I'm a news reporter, I get to do a lot of different things. The rain show, I went into a freezer for a beauty treatment where I stayed minus 125 degrees inside a freezer for a few minutes. So that was for her, but then news hour, I've done things, James Brown's death, I was over in New York covering that for news hour, so lots of different things to do. I did a degree in philosophy. It's a great degree to do because it's very, very analytical, and a lot of people in the media love degrees like philosophy, economics, history, politics, things like that, so you're not obviously a media wannabe. I did that, and during that time I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was a bit, I want to be a dancer, I want to be on stage, and random things I didn't really know. But then I thought, I'll be a journalist because I can do different things every day, and that sounds like fun. So I looked into doing it, and unlike a lot of the jobs, there is more of a set thing that you have to do to become a journalist. After your degree, it's best to do a postgrad, an NCTJ, which is the National Council for the Training of Journalists, and they have a variety of accredited courses throughout the country. Those are the courses that you need to get on. Most people won't give you a job unless you've done that. And the best courses are at City in London or Cardiff, and I went to Cardiff. And for a variety of reasons, it's cheaper, you get more experience. So after my degree, I went there. The course is 9 months. You work really, really hard. I came from doing 12 hours a week doing philosophy. In Cardiff, I did about 12 hours a day, and you're working as a journalist. You do everything. You're interviewing people, you're writing things, you're presenting, you're learning how to do the job. And you do it literally every day, Monday, Friday, no breaks. So you do that, and you also do the legal side. You have to have a legal qualification, and no employee wants you otherwise. And I can't remember half my legal stuff, but at least I've done the course, so I'm okay. So you have to do that, really. And the course is great. It's expensive. There are a lot of sort of sponsorship opportunities available for it, but it's worth doing, and you're unlikely to get a job. You could, if you work really, really hard and know a lot of people, then you might get a job otherwise, but for most people, it's the only way to get in. As part of the course, you do an attachment. I went to ITV in Birmingham, to Central, where I spent 4 weeks working there, and it was basically your opportunity to show what you can do. And I was thinking, I've paid for this course, I need a job out of it, and if I don't, my parents are going to go mad. So I worked really hard in Central, and I worked every day. I was very enthusiastic, I came up with ideas, I was like, I want to do this, I want to do that. And luckily it paid off. They said, next time someone leaves, you can have a job. 3 weeks later they phoned, someone's left, do you want a job? And I was like, yes, please, thank you. So that was it. After my course, I started working in Birmingham. Working in TV, you start off really as a production journalist, where you're basically helping the bulletins, helping the programmes, and you write a lot of ulays, which are underlays, which are just short sort of snippets of news which the newsreader reads. And you just work your way up from there. Like most things, if you want to do something, you can. You've just got to be really, really enthusiastic and push to do everything. So that's what I did, just kept on going, was made a reporter, and covered everything. It's a really, really good training ground. Birmingham Newsroom is one of the best regional newsrooms in the country. The key thing at the moment for journalists coming in is multi-skilling. You have to be able to do everything. it's not glamorous like it was years ago, where you'd have cameramen, sound men, lighting men, makeup artists on hand. You literally go out with you and a cameraman, and that's it. You know, you're doing your makeup in the car, and trying to write your script as you're going, and you know, hoping the police aren't watching you driving. So it is quite difficult. At the moment, there's a push for sort of like the multi-skilling, being able to edit your own work. So on the course in cars, if you do actually edit as well, that's a very, very good skill to have. And also filming yourself, because a lot of people say, you don't have the budget to send cameramen anywhere, go and film it yourself as well. So last year I went to Romania for a week with the West Midlands Fire Service to go and basically do a story on them building houses for street kids. So I went with them, just me, 20 firemen, which was quite nice, and my camera, the tripod, everything. So I'm sat there in the middle of Romania, putting up the camera, jumping in front to do a piece to camera to prove I was there, and then going back and editing it all. So you have to be able to do everything, but then that's the joy of the job, really. From Birmingham, I went to ITN for a couple of months, and luckily I picked the time where we had all the terror arrests, for the terror plot last year, so I was there at a brilliant time. It was a great experience being able to do that. And then GMTV phoned and said, oh, do you want a job? I'm like, oh, yes, please, thank you. So I moved down there in October, which, as a reporter, so I do a lot of things. I do a lot of production. I do some of the news reading shifts when Penny Smith's not working. And I get to report and do lots of different stuff. So Christmas, I was in New York for a couple of weeks, randomly, which isn't bad. You're walking around thinking, well, I'm being paid to walk around New York. It's really fun. There's lots of different things to do. In terms of skills, tips, advice, things to have, probably I'd say contacts is the main one. A lot of people on my course said daddies were film producers, TV producers, and my dad worked in mining, so I didn't have much help from him. But you know, you can make your own contacts, and you have to develop them. I can't do interviews. I'm useless at interviews. I talk rubbish for hours. So luckily, I haven't had to have any interviews for my jobs. I've spoken to people, and they've given me the jobs. And that's a lot of how it works once you actually get in there. So building contacts, maintaining them, asking for advice like everyone else has said, and really pushing, you know, picking their brains, asking for ideas. You need to do that. Motivation, you have to be motivated. It's not fun at 2 o'clock in the morning, but you have to, really. You have to want to do lots of different things and push for stories. What really helped when I was working with Birmingham, I did a couple of really big investigations, which are really, really good. And you know, I did those off my own back. I did them in my own time because I wanted to do them. I knew they'd be good ultimately for my career. And they were, so you have to, you know, you have to see a gap and go, oh, I'm going to do that, and push and do it. And then the last one is enthusiasm. You have to really, really want to do it. It's a brilliant job, it's so much fun, but it's hard work, it's very, very long hours. But you know, you get to meet people you never meet and be in places you never actually managed to go to. So you can do everything, but just be very, very enthusiastic.